If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Hello and welcome to Gardeners Favourites, a new podcast series featuring Alan Titchmarsh, Kate Bradbury and the team here at Gardeners World magazine. In this special winter series, we'll share with you some of our winter highlights, guaranteed to beat the winter gloom, with options to get you outside enjoying your garden and recommendations for days when you want to curl up indoors. So sit back and enjoy as we share our favourites.
The garden in winter is a quiet and muted place, and it's at this time of year that containers can be a lifesaver, giving a hit of colour and interest when all else is looking drab and dreary. A container in winter just works. And that's because it gives us gardeners the freedom to create combinations of colour and texture that can't be achieved elsewhere. After all, when fewer garden plants are putting on a big display, a container full of interesting plants stands out. Hi, I'm Adam, commissioning editor at Gardeners World magazine, and I'm going to talk about why I think everyone should give growing in containers a go this winter. The starting point of a winter display should be the container itself. It may be tempting to jump straight to the fun bit of choosing the plants, but without the right anchor point, your efforts with the planting scheme might just fall apart. The choice of materials will be down to what is happening in the rest of your garden and the general style and the vibe you want to achieve. I've built up a bit of a collection over the years, so I can grab ones that suit the scheme I'm trying to make. I love rustic stone pots and metal containers, especially found and thrifted ones like cattle troughs and old water tanks and the like. It's worth bearing in mind that harsh winters can be tough on your pots. Terracotta pots can crack, even the ones that claim to be frostproof in my experience. But most will get through many winters unscathed, so just go with what works in your garden, and most of all what you love. It's also worth bearing in mind that the container you choose can also affect the plant you've chosen to give it home to. Although I love the metal containers, when the temperature drops, so do the sides of the pots, and tender roots can easily suffer. So I use cardboard or old carpet to line the sides and offer a bit of insulation. You can do something similar on the outside of more fragile pots too, just to stop them getting damaged. Now, when it comes to the plants themselves, you might think that options are limited in the dead of winter. And yes, that is partly true. But even if choices are slightly restricted, there's still more than enough about to create beautiful displays. You'll still find flowers, scented ones even, and colourful berries, and plenty of background texture from evergreen shrubs and grasses. If you only have space for a single container, it might be a nice idea to create a mixed display. Think about including a focal point plant that has some height, then something that will either give a wafty structure like an evergreen grass, or something like ivy that trails over the edges. You can fill in gaps with smaller plants that will give little glints of colour, and then underneath it all, sneak in some bulbs for early spring colour. larger plants at this time of year include evergreen trees and shrubs, best bought as smaller specimens. Holly can be a lovely centrepiece in a pot. Conifers look great. I especially like Pinus densiflora low grow. It develops a kind of windswept look as it grows, and it looks great all on its own in a pot. You could go for Pittosporum, especially the cultivar Tom Thumb, which is a bit more compact. The benefit with this plant is the foliage works really well for cuttings to bring inside for your Christmas wreaths or winter flower arrangements. Cornus, commonly known as dogwoods, have striking stem colour that really brightens up the gloom. But your tree or shrub doesn't necessarily have to have any special winter interest. I planted a dwarf Morello cherry tree a few months ago in a galvanised metal tub. And though the tree itself isn't looking very inspiring, I have made use of the bare spots around the trunk and planted some wafty grasses and trailing rosemary, and I've tucked in some early flowering daffodils, which should push through just before spring comes along. The tree here is a background character for now, but I still have a pot that looks good until the blossom arrives. But really, anything that is in leaf and looking interesting right now will make for good background additions to your pots. Ferns are brilliant for that reason, though I think they're probably best planted individually, as I find their roots are a bit dense for other plants to grow into. And similarly, hostas, they look good in winter, but I find they have quite large fleshy roots that can bully out the other plants unless you add them to a big container, or better still, just plant them on their own. Euphorbias are a good choice, especially as a background to those spring flowering bulbs. And grasses, evergreen ones like bluey grey Festuca glauca and Carex, both the Evergold and the Everest cultivars are both good choices. Stipa tenuissima has really nice flower spikes that look great in winter. Skimmia japonica is a favourite in winter for good reason. The clouds of tiny red berries are perfect in a pot by the front door. Colour can come from other berries like Cotoneasters and Euonymus, and there are still flowers to be found, as I mentioned. Winter flowering pansies, violas, cyclamen and heather will all add colour, and it will look all the more special, actually, because there's a lack of colour elsewhere, really. Plants with scent work overtime in winter to try and attract what few pollinators are about. Pot up some sweet box, some winter jasmine, maybe witch hazel or Daphne, and you'll help insect life and give yourself something delicious to stick your nose into. Then, of course, there is one of my favourite flowering plants at this time of year, the hellebore. I find there's something really magical about seeing the nodding heads of these stately flowers unfurling even as the weather gets colder and colder. They do look great in containers, but bear in mind that once they get established, they won't be very impressed if you try to move them on. I tried to move one from a pot into a raised bed recently, and it's gone into what I fear is probably a permanent sulk. Now, the last group of plants that will give your winter containers a burst of colour are the spring flowering bulbs. Many of them will be at their best just as winter slips away into spring. Ideally, you'd have planted snowdrops, muscari, and the like by the end of October. But I'll put my hands up and admit, I've bunged my tulips into pots in January before now, and they've still done their things and turned out well. When it comes to more instant results, you can cheat things a bit with bulbs by buying daffodils and snowdrops in the green. And this basically means they'll have shoots already, and they're perfect for potting on into your containers. You won't miss the flowering window that way. And because the shoots are showing, you'll also know the bulbs are viable, and you can easily see where they'll plug gaps into your container planting schemes. Looking after your container is arguably much easier to do in winter than it is in summer. In summertime, plants need what feels like endless watering, and they need lots of feeding too. But there's no real need to feed your plants in containers over winter when they aren't in active growth. And actually, the last thing you want to do is encourage new, floppier growth, because that'll be susceptible to frost damage. And then, of course, the watering requirements themselves are going to be vastly reduced, but you do need to continue to check the compost and water it if it feels dry, or if you pick up the pot and it feels quite light. To find balance at this time of year of not wanting the compost to completely dry up, but also not wanting your roots to sit in cold, soggy soil, which would be worse still. A mulch of grit can help stop rainwater sitting around the neck of plants. And if it snows, don't be too worried about your pot. Snow acts as a protective blanket, really, so it stops freezing winds damaging the plants. And if you try to knock it off, you'll probably damage the plants even more, especially the shoots of new bulbs just pushing their way up. So I've told you about some of my favourite plants to grow in pots over winter, and now it's over to you to get creative. Mix and match plants with pots that catch your eye, layer in some bulbs, have some fun, and break the rules too. Really, anything you can grow in a pot that breaks the winter gloom and makes you smile is a success in my book.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardener's World magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.